Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Publicity Podcast.
Public relations tactics and marketing strategies
for your business.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Publicity Podcast, coming to you from the heart of London in the UK. I didn't put out a podcast last week, but I was away on holiday in Turkey, having a fantastic time. So apologies to you and my waistline for the fact that I went away. But I'm back with a fantastic episode 2, and that is an interview featuring an entrepreneur from the southwest of England called Alison Edgar, and she runs a company called Sales Coaching Solutions, and that's a company that runs sales and customer services coaching. And she set up her business, as you'll hear, in 2011, but in 2014 really decided to go for it, and part of her growth strategy was putting a big effort into PR, and as you'll hear, it's paid off massively. In just 12 months, she tripled her staff and quadrupled her turnover, and really sees going forward how PR is going to play a bigger and bigger part in her business. The publicity she's got has taken her to meet really, really influential people and go to really fantastic places all over the world. So without spoiling any more of it, let's jump straight into the interview. So Alison, if you could just explain a bit about who you are and what your business does, that'd be great.
Oh, hi, thank you. My name is Alison Edgar, and I'm the Managing Director of Sales Coaching Solutions, and we're a sales and customer service training provider. And what we do is we work with small businesses who have got fantastic products and services but don't actually know how to sell them. So we teach them how to sell their profits and to make as much sales and profit as they can. We also believe that they have to understand their behaviours to be able to adapt to their clients. So we have a behavioural tool which is at the centre of what we do as well. So that's what we do. We're based in Wiltshire, but we cover nationally.
Fantastic. You've gone on a little bit of a journey in terms of your sort of understanding of publicity through the media, and you've benefited from it now. But could you just explain a bit about that journey you've gone on and some of the nice things that have happened to you?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the company was established in 2011, but in 2014, I decided that was the time for growth. And I'd obviously heard about this thing called PR, this black magic art, but I didn't really know what it was. And really, it was when I understood what that was a real catalyst to growth. So in 12 months, we tripled our staff, we quadrupled our turnover, we featured in a lot of that we were on the front cover of the Sunday Times, we've been in the Mail on Sunday, we've been in the Guardian, we've been on radio, local radio and things. So yeah, definitely. And I think it's at the core to grow business, coming from a sales background. I'll give you an example of that. So if you've got two tablets and they both have got the same cover, they've got the same apps, they're identical, bar one thing. One has got the name of a fancy fruit and the other one has got no branding at all. That, you know, 9 times out of 10, if I ask somebody which one they would buy, they would always buy the one with the fruit rather than the blank one. And that's what I think good PR and actually maximising it is. People recognise your brand and they're more likely to buy you than someone else.
Fantastic. And can you describe how you got that publicity? Was that you personally going out and seeking it out, or did you hire an agency, or what happened?
Initially what I did, I'm quite competitive, so I do like the limelight. I do like to see my name in the paper. I do, you know, I like all those things. And I had engaged with a local PR lady who was again sort of starting a business about the same time as me, and she gave me some good ideas. She taught me about how to write a press release. She taught me about hashtag journal request. So I think even at that stage, Twitter for me is a massive access to be able to get to PR, and I really engaged. I think one of the things with me is I'm an early adopter, and that was one of the catalysts to be able to get me on the journey. Because I'm an early adopter, there was a government funded scheme, and with the government funded scheme, I knew it was great for my clients because they could, even for small businesses that didn't have much budget, they could get my services at half price. And that was fantastic. But the scheme itself was called Growth Vouchers, and it wasn't very well publicised. So what I did was I ran with the opportunity in the Southwest. I gave up my time and my hours to put some workshops together and roadshows to publicise Growth Vouchers. But what that then really did, and again, it was something I had to learn to do, was I then be able to write press releases about that and the give back to the community. And it really just made me more credible that I was doing something for the community, which again is a great PR, a great press release. On the back of that, what happened, the Government Department for Business, Innovation and Skills, I became known to them again. I built my brand. And what then happened was one of my clients who I worked with on Growth Vouchers, they're called Bath Boutique Stays, and they've got luxury apartments in Bath. And one of their luxury apartments is actually Jane Austen's home. So it's where Jane Austen stayed. So again, from a PR perspective, gold dust. So we managed to then, Marcus, who's the MD, became the face of Growth Vouchers on the government Britain is Great website. So on the back of that, then Biz nominated us to go to Buckingham Palace to the Queen's Garden Party. Wow. And again, that was another thing that was great PR. It was great press. People wanted to write about it. And really, you know, that was a big catalyst. The other catalyst for me, for national press coverage, is I work really closely with Emma Jones from Enterprise Nation. And again, that was all part of my strategy because I love Enterprise Nation. The fact it's for small businesses, it just makes me all goosebumps. But I wanted to work with Emma Jones. I didn't just want to be an unknown face. So what happened then was, Emma and Enterprise Nation arranged a Go Global trip to New York. So I went to New York, but on the trip to New York was also Vicky Owens, who's the small business editor at the Mail on Sunday. Kiki from The Times was due to be there, James Hurley. So all the names in the big PR circuit were actually going to be on this, or are very well associated to Enterprise Nation.
Yeah.
So when it came to the situation that they know who Alison Edgar is. So if Alison Edgar puts in a press release, they'll know it's, you know, I don't just send in anything willy-nilly. It's about a good client or, and for an example, one of my clients is Jordan Dakin, who is the CEO of Grippit Fixings, who, for anybody who watches Dragon's Den, he was the youngest ever entrepreneur to get investment from Deborah Meaden. So the great thing is I bring to the party is if I send or I speak to Vicky Owens or I speak to Kiki or James, they are keen to pick up not just my stories, but my clients' stories as well, which again gives me more credibility, which helps from the PR angle from our aspect.
But you've done it basically all off your own back. I mean, it sounds like you had a few tips at the beginning, but everything you've done is totally being kind of DIY PR.
Yeah, and I think it is. And I think, you know, anybody can do it. And it comes to the stuff that we work with our clients, although we do sales and customer service, and it's fundamental because we believe it's exactly the same thing. It's not just about selling your product and service. You've got to sell yourself. It's really important. And now, I mean, I work with some, again, via the Enterprise Nation, some of the top entrepreneurs in the UK. I was at an event which was run by Ollie Barrett, who, again, Ollie Barrett, Duncan Cheadle, Emma Jones, they all did Startup Britain about 10 years ago. And at that event, you've got the creator of Mushy Monsters, Rob Law from Trunkies. You know, I think it's, you can actually actually get yourself known to these people by, you know, really, and I don't, you don't use and abuse people. You have to have something credible to be able to connect with them. But really, this is a great route to PR and a great route to market. Another thing that happened was, I love giving back. So I do spend some of my time in give back. And one of the things is Small Business Saturday. So another route to market for me was, I thought, oh, Small Business Saturday, I would love that. So entering anything competition wise or anything that has got PR around it itself creates PR for you. So with Small Business Saturday, they choose 100 businesses in the UK to represent the campaign. So from representing the campaign, last year what they did, they took the 100 businesses to Downing Street. So we went to Downing Street, and again, because I'm quite vocal and quite bubbly, they chose 8 businesses to run Christmas markets. So for the first time ever, it was hosted by George Osborne and Matt Hancock. I ran a Christmas market in Downing Street. So I have got another gold dust photograph of me. I know a lot of people have got photos outside Number 10, but my photograph is with my pop-up banner, which says Sales Coaching Solutions, outside Number 10 Downing Street. Gold dust.
Yeah. Amazing. And can you point to an example where you've had a bit of coverage in the media and it's immediately or very quickly turned into a new client or a sort of concrete level of sales? I mean, if you could be as specific as possible, that would be fantastic.
I don't think the PR actually equates to sales straight away. It's not a, oh, I've done that, therefore my phone is going to ring straight off the hook and it's going to give me lots of business. I don't think it's that kind of medium. But what I do every time I get a good PR, on my LinkedIn account, I'm LinkedIn to 2,100 people. One of my skills is I'm quite a good connector. People do remember me. Part of my branding is I always wear pink. You know, I stand out in a crowd. And even in Downing Street, I think this is another great thing for PR. I chose that I was wearing a fuchsia pink coat because I'd looked at last year's photos and everybody wore black. Mm. And I thought, when I'm in the photos, I ain't wearing black. I'm going to wear something that stands out. So linking it, putting all these things on my LinkedIn profile, and what happens, it's really odd because I will get referrals from people who will contact me. They will email me in and say, oh, hi, I'm looking for sales training, or they'll phone me and I'll go, oh, that's really weird. I don't even know. I mean, some of them come from all over the country. A recent example was one in Guildford, and I don't really know anyone in Guildford. And I said, oh, who referred you? And they gave me a name of someone I was linked into. So I phoned up the person I'm linked into and I said, I feel a wee bit guilty now because I don't think we've actually met. And you gave me this referral. You went, oh, I follow you on LinkedIn. You do all these amazing things. So, yeah, I mean, is it, could I say that, oh, X amount of percentage of my turnover comes from that? No, but I would say that maybe 10% of last year's clients came from people that I really didn't know. And I'm getting referred. This is the thing. I'm not even having to compete for that business because the referral that comes in so high that they just want to work with Alison Edgar and Sales Coaching Solutions. So that's the impact that it's had. And, you know, we look at the short space of time. This has all happened within 14 months. So can you imagine in 14 years how big the company is going to be based on the foundation that I'm building now?
Yeah, that's tremendous. And obviously, these are all tactics that are going to be a big part of your future, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't luck. I'm not outside Number 10 with my pop-up from luck. I didn't attend the Queen's Garden Party through luck. You know, yes, they were good breaks, but it was always, always been part of my sales strategy. As soon as I discovered what PR was, I knew that I wanted to be part of my business.
So a really empowering interview from Alison there. I think there's a few key takeaways that we can slightly unpack. First of all, I love her attitude that anyone can do it. Sure, she is an outgoing, engaging personality who obviously has a keen sense of wanting to get in front of cameras and isn't shy about speaking or being heard. But you don't have to have that bubbly, outgoing personality to have success in the media, as long as you do let the media see your personality, because that's part of your brand and what works for you. The second thing that's worth highlighting from Alison's interview is how she jumped on an existing media bandwagon to generate more publicity for her own company. And that's something that we say again and again and again at dealwiththemedia.com. By being part of existing bigger things like Small Business Saturday and the UK government's growth voucher scheme, she was able to tap into big organisations that had a budget and people working on their PR full time who were looking for stories for them to sell to the outside world and the media. So by stepping in and fulfilling that role and giving them a story, Alison and Sales Coaching Solutions were able to leverage a much bigger amount of publicity than they otherwise could have done just by themselves. A national newspaper isn't likely to pay attention to a small regional business. However, a small regional business that is the face of a national small business campaign run by the government, that is something that's worth listening to. And I think that's an element and a tactic that Alison has got spot on. It's also very interesting to hear her talk about how PR has really given her something to put on social media, which has led to new business. And that's something I hear again and again from entrepreneurs looking for publicity. Sometimes getting mentions in the media doesn't automatically translate into new business, but what it does do is it gives you a chance to talk about something that is unusual on social media and also in your other marketing. And that in itself is a huge trust factor that brings people to you in the short and the long term. As Alison says, through social media and through her media mentions, she's got people coming to her direct, and she doesn't have to fight for the business. She doesn't have to enter tendering processes. People are just coming to her and say, please, can I pay for your services? Another quick thing that Alison mentioned in there was hashtag journo request. And if you're not sure what that is, I'd really recommend going on to the dealwiththemedia.com blog and checking out a post called Create Your First Effective Public Relations Strategy. And in that blog, we explain what hashtag journo requests is all about and how that can connect you very quickly through Twitter to journalists who are looking for media stories from people just like you. In fact, as I recall, the reason why this interview got set up in the first place was I put out a request on Twitter using the hashtag journo requests, asking for people who would be interested to be interviewed on this podcast. And Alison and Sales Coaching Solutions obviously saw that, and being devotees of that strategy, got in touch, and lo and behold, you're now listening to her and finding out more about her business. So this is just one small example of how that can work. So as usual, I've put together a summary of the lessons that we've learned from this episode and links to some of the things that Alison discusses in her interview. And all of that's available at dealwiththemedia.com/2. That's the number 2, not T-W-O. If you're enjoying this podcast, I'd be delighted if you could tell a friend about it, spread the word on social media, or drop a 5-star review on iTunes. Any of the above would be greatly appreciated. So until we meet again with more publicity tactics and marketing strategies for your business, I wish you the very best of luck. Bye for now.
The Publicity Podcast, public relations tactics and marketing strategies for your business. For more, visit dealwiththemedia.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.